There is a podcast beyond that which is known to man. It is a discussion as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between movies and TV, between gaming and tech, and it lies between a collection of comics and the summit of our knowledge. This is the podcast of our imagination. We call ourselves the Nerdtastic Four.
Welcome to the Nerdtastic Four podcast. My name is Chris.
I'm Rose.
And I am Kern.
And Desmond is not here today. He's dealing with some family stuff.
Yeah, that's a sad thing.
But we're going to push through and talk about nerdy stuff.
Yeah.
First off, we'll go ahead and start off. I wanted to talk about Logan. The revealed title for the third Wolverine movie is Logan. They released like a poster of Logan with his hand down and like a child's hand or Deadpool's hand holding onto his.
Yeah, because Ron Reynolds posted a tweet that said, "That's my hand." Yeah. Holding Logan's in the new poster. Hashtag Tinder.
Yeah.
So
there's
Tinder.
Also a image of Patrick Stewart playing Professor Xavier as like a really, really old Professor Xavier. Like super wrinkly, you know, spotty skin. Like just hinting more at everybody being old, I guess, in this movie.
Right.
Old man Logan.
And we also know that the bad guy is going to be Captain Sinister or Mr. Sinister?
Mr. Sinister.
Yeah, I don't know Jack
Nathaniel
about
Essex.
Like, Mr.
You will call
Sinister,
me Mr. Sinister. That's Mr. Sinister.
Senator me, but... Sinister.
Yeah, I only know him guy. From some of the X-Men comics. He's in a few of the, I think it was the big... arc with Hope, and he's done some pretty creepy things in the X-Men world, so it'll be interesting to see him. He's kind of the big bad guy,
a
big bad guy. Yeah, he's pretty bad.
Awesome.
He's a pseudo, kind of a pseudo big bad guy.
It'll be nice.
I would say a big bad.
It'll be nice if at least one of these Wolverine movies is good. That's all I have to say about that.
I liked the last one, all right. The one with the first one was
eh. The second one
first was terrible.
The first one was terrible. The second
which
one
was the
terrible.
First one again? I need to remember the order here of which
it's
was because I've seen
the
them all.
Original the first Deadpool with Ryan Reynolds as the first Deadpool.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah,
and Sabretooth was in the first one too.
But he was good.
No, he was good.
But that wasn't really Wolverine, was it? That was
X-Men,
wasn't it?
To me, it was the garbage.
No, that was the first Wolverine movie.
Yeah.
Or was it? Okay. Maybe so. Because I know that's when he got approached by Dr. Xavier and they pulled him in, and that's when he got introduced to Jean Grey. Because when Beast was in it, was when. No, that was X-Men, because when Beast was in it, wasn't that when he first met Rogue?
In the first Wolverine movie, they don't. Professor Xavier doesn't approach him.
I mean, maybe I'm just getting mixed up.
What are we talking about?
Because like I thought the one
X-Men
where Beast
first
Man was
class. X-Men First Class is whenever Magneto and Professor Xavier walk into the bar and ask. Talk
no, I'm
to
talking
him.
Like before that. I'm talking about like in the X-Men when it was Patrick Stewart and Wolverine is brawling, and then that's when he. What's her name? The one that can't touch people. He comes across her, and then the next thing you know, Beast Man attacks him, and then I don't remember the whole deal, but I thought that was in an X-Men deal.
Yeah, that's the original. That's the original X-Men movie. Like that's the very first one.
Okay,
yeah,
I guess I was getting confused when you said about Beast Man. So I guess Beast Man's been in it more than once. Yeah, you're right. Okay, so never mind.
Well, you keep saying Beast Man, and I know that's not his name. And
no,
now
just
I'm confused.
Beast. It's just
the Beast. Yeah, because
Beast
Man.
Are you just talking about Beast?
Oh, I'm thinking
no,
the Sabretooth.
No, he's talking about Sabretooth.
That's
yeah.
Oh. I'm stupid. Yeah, I'm sorry. Freaking nerd
like,
check.
I know that's not the right name, but now I can't remember the name, even though I said it like 5 seconds ago.
I was totally confusing myself on that. So now that's how I got way off, because I was thinking of Sabretooth saying Beastman instead of Sabretooth. That's where I was confusing myself. Okay, never mind. Because when you said Beastman, it's just Beast. Isn't that what's his name is, the blue dude?
Yeah. And like Sabretooth is in the original one as well, but Liev Schreiber plays him in the Wolverine movie. Yeah. And he's really good. Like, the best scenes in that whole movie are between him and Sabretooth, so.
Right.
But it was bad. And then the second Wolverine was him in Japan, and I actually kind of liked that one. Like, it wasn't my favorite movie, but I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was pretty decent. That was the one with, like, the giant steel whatever robot thing.
Yeah. Giant robot samurai thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. So what were some of the other ones? How many are there? There's three?
No, Logan There's is the third three one.
Now. Oh, so Logan is the third.
The second one was all in Japan. And he fought, like, an angry, dead, old Asian guy in a robot suit. It was really stupid. Like, two was awful.
I liked it.
One was better than two.
I think Rose is just partial to because it was from Japan, absolutely. And that's where anime stuff comes from.
I thought it was an enjoyable movie. Like, I don't know where all the hate is coming from, but I thought it was good.
I have to confess something about Wolverine, though. I'm just going to come clean about this. The first Wolverine movie leaked online like 2 months before the movie came out, and like the CG wasn't done yet.
Wow.
And that's the only version of it that I ever saw.
No wonder you think it sucks.
No, I said it was better than two. Oh. Like, I saw an unfinished version of one, and it was better than the finished version of two.
I got
you. Two was awful.
I'm going to disagree, because I saw the finished versions of both of them, and the first one was absolute garbage, and the second one was quite enjoyable, in my opinion.
Well, that leaves me, like, as the tiebreaker. I liked them both as far as just, like, entertainment.
That's a perfect
value.
Way to break a tie, is by saying they're both
dead. I liked both of them.
I was entertained. I was entertained in both of them. I mean, you know, I didn't think I wouldn't go as far to say that they sucked, you know, or anything. I liked them. So,
well, next week we'll get Desmond's opinion on which one's the best, and then we'll know for sure that two sucked.
Oh, so we're curbing. So we're curbing this right now.
Yeah, we'll just
let's
have to
table it for later.
But I'm excited.
How many people agree with us on the interwebs?
Oh, yeah.
Agree with me.
Yeah.
Those of you that are going to agree with Chris, just know that he hates The Walking Dead and hates the Game of Thrones. So, there you go.
Hey, that's fair.
And Firefly.
And Firefly, that's right.
Oh, yeah. I'm a horrible nerd.
Never.
I'm a horrible nerd. What else do we got?
Well, I'd mentioned it before the podcast. There, I've heard about the Boondock Saints 3, and they got Norman Reedus on board. If I read that correctly, I'm not for sure. But anyway, I don't know if I should be excited. I'm excited for this because I want them to redeem themselves like tenfold for the Boondock Saints 2. But I'm scared because I don't want it to
be
like the Boondock Saints 2. Yeah, because the Boondock Saints 2 is, and I'm going to say this, Desmond, so when you hear this, that there's only one other movie created in history that is worse than Highlander 2, and that's the Boondock Saints 2. So, you know, and Boondock Saints 2 was terrible. So I'm, like I said, I'm on the fence about hearing about number 3. So
it just, I don't know. It frustrates me because the second Boondock Saints, and I love the original movie. I think it's great.
Absolutely.
But
absolutely.
The second one was so bad, and the fact that they're going to make a third one just kind of pisses me off because, like, they're not making another, they at least not yet, they've said that they're not making another Ghostbusters movie, like a sequel to the one we got earlier this year. And it pisses me off that a movie can do so terribly and make a giant pile of shit and get a sequel, but something that was actually good and enjoyable can't. Like, that just, that, ugh.
Like, I Ghostbusters. I want but a they, sequel to Ghostbusters.
But they made the decision. Yes. This is the thing, is that, and I don't know how long, you know, it's been in talks or anything like that, but, I mean, Boondock Saints 2 came out, I mean, how long ago? Like, 10 years ago? Something like that?
Yeah, something.
Or longer?
It's been a because long time.
The Boondock Saints, I believe, came out in 1999, if I remember correctly. So that's been almost 20 years that the Boondock Saints came out. So I know it's been a long time. It was a while after that when they came out with the Boondock Saints 2. I want to say like maybe 4 or 5 years after that, something like that. And so it's been a while, but I don't know if it's been something, you know. So I'm sure after Boondock Saints 2, they immediately were like, we're not doing a third one. I'm sure somebody said that because it did suck. And that's probably what's going to happen with Ghostbusters as well. If they ever do anything else, it'll be sometime later down the road. It's not going to be immediate.
Which makes me really sad because I really thought it was fun. And I, like, personally haven't met anyone who said that it was terrible. I've heard people that were like, eh, it was all right, or it just wasn't my thing. But for the most part, people who have gone and seen it have said that it was great and hilarious. Yeah, so, right. I don't know. It's just really frustrating to me that, like, Boondock Saints can get a third movie, but Ghostbusters can't get a second. Like, it's just, the whole thing frustrates
me. Well, it's just like Highlander. You know, they came out with Highlander, and then they made that garbage Highlander 2, and then they made a third one, and the third one was better. So, I mean, who knows?
That's, yeah. You know? I mean, there's a possibility, I guess, but...
But I don't know. Like I said,
I'll probably see it.
I'm going to see it. I'm, you know, but like I said, I'm on the fence about it because I'm just so scared. I was so excited to see the Boondock Saints 2, and then I regretted every minute that I watched it, even though I watched the whole thing after watching it. And then, so that's why I'm on the fence for number 3. But, I mean, hopefully everybody, I mean, I don't know who all they're going to get cast for what, but I mean, obviously the two brothers need to be the same. And then if their dad's going to be a part of it, I mean, I can't remember what happened to him in the second one. If, because it was Billy, what's his name? Billy O'Connor or something like that.
Yes.
That he's a, like a Scottish or an Irish comedian that played their dad. Anyway, and then you got William Dafoe, which William Dafoe was, I thought, flipping awesome in the first one. And so, I don't know if he's going to make an appearance in the third one or not, or if it's going to be a totally different story.
Was he in the second one?
Yeah. No, was he? Maybe at the very end? I'm trying to remember.
I never even watched the second one.
I can't remember. I want to say yes, he was at the very, very end. But I'm not for sure. I can't recall. But anyway.
That's all I ever heard was, that, like, I didn't know it existed. Like, I saw the first one way late, and then a couple of years after I saw it, somebody goes, well, what'd you think of 2? And I was like, what? Like, I had no idea there was a 2. And they were like, oh, well, don't watch it. It's bad. I was like, okay, I won't watch it.
Yeah, you probably, you saved yourself a lot, because the second one is literally, and I mean literally, pound for pound, the exact same movie over again. It's just different setting. All the same little ways that they had things that happened in the first one where they fell from the ceiling and they were upside down shooting people. That exact same thing happened on a loading dock with a forklift, and they fell out of a bucket or whatever it was. I don't remember. It was hanging upside down from the forklift shooting people the exact same way. They punked Rocco, you know, made him think they were going to kill him. They punked this other guy the exact same way. I mean, it was so many.
They replaced him with a Mexican guy. It was very obviously just like a straight up replacement.
So freaking bad. Yeah, it was so freaking bad. So anyway, yeah, it was really dumb. Dumb is like being polite. But anyway, so there's that.
Ooh, man.
And then,
all right, so who's next?
That should be interesting.
Well, I don't know who's next, but do you got something, Rose?
Well, really, my only news or whatever is that I'm going to do Extra Life this year. So that's going to be fun. I did it last year. And we play, basically we play video games for 12 hours straight. Some people do 24 hours straight, which is too much for me. But you do it for 12 hours straight on the November 5th. And you stream the whole thing and try to get donations. All the donations go to the Children's Miracle Network. So it's a good cause. I'll post the link to my page on our Facebook. So anybody who wants to, go donate, and we'll get all the goodies for the children's. It'll be fun.
Very cool.
I don't know what all I'm going to play yet, but I know that we're probably going to do... I'm in a group with a bunch of cosplayers for the most part, so that's pretty fun. We kind of have like our own cosplay let's play Extra Life group. So, awesome. Yeah, we'll be doing it in the alongside YC3, which is our local convention here in Amarillo. So that'll be fun. So yeah, we're going to do that. I'll probably play some League of Legends. Probably some Warcraft because I haven't really gotten to play Legion yet. So I'm looking forward to that. And then probably some of the other games like the King's Quest and Undertale that I've been playing on the YouTube.
Very, very cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
So that's what I'm doing with my life.
I recently bought an Xbox One S.
Ooh.
I've been mainly a PlayStation person. And I had an Xbox One like a year ago that I bought used, and then I like sold a few months later used for the same price that I got it. And I was just like, pretty much the whole time I had it, I was like, I don't know why I have this. But like, the new Gears of War comes out this month. Like it came out today for some people, but like the normal release date's Tuesday.
Right. Yeah, if you pre-ordered, you got it 4 days early.
I'm probably gonna wait to get it though, just because there's another game that came out today, Mafia 3, that I'm really excited about. But since I got the Xbox One S, I mainly just started playing Destiny on there because I'm mainly playing on. I used to play it on PS4 like that. Crazy, but like the new expansion just came out, so I got Rise of Iron. Yeah, I got Rise of Iron. And I started playing that on the Xbox.
What's your light level right now, Chris? Do you recall?
I started like a brand new character when I got it like a week ago, so I'm light level 332 or something.
That's still pretty good for just, I mean, starting off brand new. I mean, I'm only like 347 or something like that. You know,
we need to play.
Sometime. Yeah, just grind out some stuff to get our armor up and all that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I think it's next Friday, I think is the date, or sometime next week, the PlayStation VR comes out. I'm not getting it at launch like I was planning to, just because partially because I got the Xbox One, like now I'm like, well, I can't also spend $500 on that. I just spent, you know, $300 on an Xbox. Like, I'm not going to spend that much on video games within a couple of weeks of each other.
Yeah.
Plus, I kind of want to wait for some more games to come out for VR. Because right now, you know, it's a bunch of little $20 games. There's like a couple of $60 games, but most of them are like little, you know, here's an example, like, not really tech demos, but like really fleshed out tech demos of, like, there's an on-rail shooter, there's a Batman game, there's, like, a bunch of different games for VR, but they're all kind of small experiences and not full games. But I know Resident Evil 7 that comes out at the beginning of next year, like, that's going to support PSVR, which will be crazy.
Ooh.
So, like, sometime in the spring is probably when I'll get PSVR. I'm still really excited about it, I also have to, you know, be frugal with my money, he says, after buying an Xbox One.
Right.
But man, the Xbox One S is a sexy little machine. It's still bigger than the PS4, which is funny to me, but...
Right. I saw one at the Microsoft store a couple of weeks ago. Maybe it was about a month ago. And I bought the Xbox One, but I bought the Elite, so I got the 1 terabyte drive in there. And that one, the S, that's a 2 terabyte, right?
There's a 2 terabyte model. I just got the 500 gig one because Xbox, unlike the PS4, like the Xbox, you can just buy an external USB drive and use that for storage. So I didn't see the point in paying extra to get the 2 terabyte one when I could just like buy a 6 terabyte hard drive for like $100 and just hook it to the back and be done with the storage.
Plug it in.
right? Yeah. So that's cool. Yeah, speaking of games, I just remembered when you were talking about the gaming. Has anybody seen that deal? It's on Facebook and stuff like that from Rockstar Games on Grand Theft Auto 5, I think it is. The biker deal that they have.
Yeah, it's
where they create a biker gang.
Yeah, it's new DLC for the multiplayer, because for some reason Rockstar has only released multiplayer DLC for GTA 5.
Right. So in the video, it sits there and it shows all the stuff. You know, you can be a biker and create basically like a clubhouse, like a motorcycle club does, or motorcycle gang, whatever you want to call it. And I guess you can control the streets like a gang and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, what I thought was hilarious, and if you haven't seen it, you need to watch it, because at the very end of it, it says, "Live the American Dream." And I'm like, really? That's the American Dream? To freaking like be a one percenter in a motorcycle gang? I was like, how is that the freaking American Dream? That was the stupidest freaking thing to say at the end of something like that I've ever even heard of in my life. You know, and I love riding motorcycles, and I know people in motorcycle clubs, and I know some people that probably I shouldn't talk to in certain kind of clubs, and then I know some people in some nice clubs. But that's not the point. The point is that that's not like the American dream, you know, to be a biker and freaking, you know, that may be some people's dream, but that's not the American dream. And I think what they meant to say in that was like, you know, have a motorcycle and be able to ride it and stuff like that. But it's still a video game. So I don't even know why you would even say, you know, live the American dream, as far as like trying to say, like, if you owned a motorcycle and you could hit the open road on it. So anyway, but yeah, I thought that was the stupidest thing I've ever heard of at the end of something like that. But yeah, if you haven't seen that, watch it and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Have you been playing any games recently, Rose?
Yes, I don't know if it counts as a game. It is a game. It's a so it's stupid. I'm just gonna preface this that this is a stupid game, but it's fun. It's called My Mystic Messenger, and it's an app game.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me about that.
Is made by Cheritz, which is a Korean company. They made this game called My Mystic Messenger, and it's a dating sim application game. So you basically get all of these choices to choose from like you get these 5 different characters that you could follow their route or whatever. So you spend the first 4 days, and it's like real time 4 days, getting to know the characters, and whichever character you ended up liking, getting to like you most by the end of those 4 days. On the 5th day, you start their route. So you do the whole rest of the, and it's like a total of 11 days. And
so you're like stalking the characters?
No, they're like little, it's all on, it's like quote unquote online. You're like chatting with them or whatever, or they can call you or text you. So basically there's these little chat rooms you can go into where you get them to like you by like saying different things, and the way you have different responses gets them to like. So it's like a dating sim app. If you don't know much about them, you get to get a boyfriend, a fake boyfriend. And I got it because it's actually really popular right now. Yeah, it's like super ridiculously popular in this my circle of friends who like anime and that kind of stuff. So I got it to make fun of it. And now I can't stop playing it because it's really interesting.
You got sucked in.
I got sucked into it. So it's really interesting because, you know, I want to do all the different routes. So I have, I did one. I got a Yusung first, which was the like younger college age kid who plays a game called Lol. That's super popular. It's like League of Legends. It is League of Legends, basically. But there's a lot of like really funny, like breaking the fourth wall jokes in it. And, but I'm trying to get to, I'm doing two routes at once right now, so that I can get to the deep storyline, which is, you can only get, there are two characters that you can only get by opening up the deep storyline. So I'm doing that next after I finish these two normal route, characters. And so, I don't know, it's super ridiculous, but I don't know. There's like this really fun fandom around it right now. And there's all these ridiculous videos on YouTube where they put like, they take these hilarious vines that these people have made and put the characters' pictures over their faces.
Oh yeah. Is that what that is? I saw that.
Yes.
I didn't realize that's what it was. Okay.
Oh my goodness. And it's just, it's funny. So the whole thing is just hilarious and the game's actually really fun and interesting. So
you went to punk on a game and you got sucked in and actually wound up liking it.
I really like this game.
That's funny.
I'm not ashamed.
So I wonder how many people are going to be out there going to be like, oh my God, my boyfriend's so hot. You should see, like, actually.
Like, look at him. And they show, that's the thing, they send you pictures. They send you
like real pictures?
All these. No, they're like anime drawing of the characters. But like they send you quote-unquote selfies of themselves. And so depending on how you play the game, you get different pictures. So
can you set your phone up or set the game up to where it like sends a notification to your phone just like a normal text message or something to where you...
Yes, it sends push notifications to your phone. So you can be like, if they text you, it pops up on your phone, or if they call you, it pops up on your phone.
Who are you talking to? My boyfriend. He's so needy.
My boyfriend. Why is he speaking Korean? Like, but yeah, that's the thing. All the what's it called? They call you, and while they're talking to you, it's all voice acted. So, granted, it's in Korean. So unless you know how to speak Korean, you don't know what they're saying. But yeah, it's pretty fun. They have like all of the different characteristics down. They have like all the usual anime characteristics of all. Like they have the like kind of mean, like overbearing one. They have like the cutesy younger one. They have the one who's into himself. You know, they have all those the different character tropes, so it's pretty fun. I'm enjoying it, so I'm sure a lot of people are.
Very cool. This isn't movie related, but we were talking, I mean game related, but it's movie related, back on the movies, but we were talking a little bit earlier also, and I had read a little bit about it. I think Chris knows more about it than me, but Blade Runner sequel, Blade Runner 2049. What do we know about that?
I think it's something we've kind of known about, but there hasn't been like a lot of information about. We just knew they were working on it. Right. Harrison Ford is going to be back. I'm trying to see what other information there was about it. I know that like they announced some cast members, but they didn't say exactly who's playing what or anything like that. Right. I don't even think we have like a synopsis of like what the story is actually going to be.
But it is official that they're doing it. So they do have an image release on it. I'm assuming this is like a movie poster or something.
I don't know. I don't even know if there's actually any. I know there's been a lot of fan images, like fan made posters, but I don't know.
This shows a first official image release, and it says Warner Brothers and Alcon Entertainment, and on the cover. Are on the front of it. It looks like Harrison Ford, possibly older. I don't know about as old as he is now, but that's what it looks like on the front of it. So,
Yeah. Right now, there's no plot. There's I was trying to see who the cast was because I know they announced some of the cast. There's it says Ryan Gosling, Robin Wright, Jared Leto,
Lenny James, Dave Bautista.
Yeah, there's a lot of names that I don't recognize at all, but
yeah,
Let's see. Yeah, it's supposed to come out a year from yesterday, October 6th, 2017.
Huh.
Right.
So, I don't know why. Yeah. It's because Hollywood can only make sequels, but I mean, I don't know. It might be really good.
It might be.
What's weird to me is that, like, you know, whenever people watched it, there was the whole question of whether or not his character was human or not. And they kind of left that up to the audience to decide whether or not he was human.
Right.
And now I'm afraid with a sequel, it'll be like, nope, he is or isn't. And like, that'll be part of the story, which is frustrating.
Yeah. Kind of ruins the whole mystery behind it all that's been out there for 30 years.
Yeah. But if that's what they want to do, I mean, it's their thing, I guess. But
right.
I'm sure it'll be good. If nothing else, it'll be like a fan servicey thing because Harrison Ford will be in it, and everybody, and it'll, people just say it's good because he's in it. So I think it's one of those things that, like, at the very least, it will be good. Like, it can't be a bad movie. At the very least, it'll be good, and depending on how they handle it, it could be great.
Right. I just saw on here a deal that says DC confirms Wonder Woman is bisexual.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She likes ladies and she likes the men's.
That's so freaking hot.
Bisexual. Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. Somebody
was tweeting about that the other day.
Yeah, I guess I'm behind
it. It's interesting to me that, like, stuff like that is taken a different way depending on, like, because Wonder Woman being, whether like she was bi or gay, like everybody would just be okay with it. But if like they made Superman gay, everybody would, there'd be like an uproar. You know what I mean? For some reason, more people are okay with a woman being, you know, not, what's the word? Not,
heterosexual?
Yeah, not, I guess that's, there's another word. I'm trying to think what it is. But anyway, yeah,
unisexual, not unisexual.
Well, that's, there's another word that's not some, it's not heterosexual, it's something else. But anyway, for some reason, they're like, I mean, have y'all noticed that? Like, if something crazy happens to a guy character, that's whenever there's an outrage. But when it happens to a girl character, everybody's just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
I don't know. Yeah, you know, when it comes to that kind of stuff, I don't care as long as the character's written well. Because this is the thing, and I guess there's not a lot of it that you really discover in history unless you really research that stuff on your own. But, you know, being gay wasn't something that just, like, happened over the last 100 years or 150 years. And there were a lot of pretty powerful people in history that were either gay or bisexual that were men. And some of those were actually great, like, warriors. And so it was like, you know, you got this guy that's a knight or whatever, and he's a fantastic asset to the king, but he happens to be gay. I mean, if the king knows about it, what's he going to do? I mean, yeah, he could be the holy whatever, be like, oh, no, that's a sin. I'm going to behead him or whatever. Or he could be like, you know what? I don't care. The dude's a badass, and he fights my wars, and he wins wars. I don't care. You know, right. And so, you know, that's the way I am when it comes to these characters. You know, if you know, I wouldn't like for Superman to be gay just for the sake of flip-flopping it. Mm-hmm. But let's say that he would have been gay this whole time. I'd have been okay with it. I don't care, you know.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
Well, it's sort of like how in Star Trek, Sulu's gay. But, like, that wasn't, it didn't right. really change his character at all. It's just a thing about him we didn't know, and now we do.
Yeah.
Right. And like, Decay, the reason why Decay didn't support it is because Decay never considered the character Sulu to be gay.
Right.
Right.
And so that's why
the thing.
He didn't.
It's like, maybe, that's the thing. It's like, granted, maybe his character Sulu wasn't gay, but this isn't his Sulu anymore. Yeah.
But did Sulu ever have a love interest? I mean, we know that he had a kid, so we already know that, but we're not talking about that. But was there ever anything in any of the original Star Trek episodes or movies that Decay was in to where he had any kind of romantic encounter with a woman?
Other than the fact that they said he had a daughter and that she shows up later on in this other series.
Right.
I don't think so.
Yeah, so we don't know. I mean, you can't really say, you know, yay or nay. You know, because we know Superman, well, we know Superman's not just flat out gay. Maybe he would be bisexual. I don't know. But we've never seen him with a guy, but we've seen him with Lois Lane, you know, as Clark Kent.
See, so, that's the one thing, that is the one thing that bugs me when they're like, oh, this character's gay. It's like, well, if they've had relationships before where they are involved in the with a member of the opposite sex and they actually like were attracted to that person, then no, they're not gay, they're bisexual. I feel like if you suddenly like have a character that has been in those straight relationships before but now wants to be in a gay relationship, by saying that they're just gay now is like an insult to the fact that they had other relationships as well. So I don't know. I feel like I hate it when people say, "Oh, she's gay now because they're dating, they're in a gay relationship." Like, no, they're bisexual because they can do both.
Right. Yeah.
So that's the thing. As long as they say no, they're bisexual, and don't use like they're not like, oh, they're gay now. It's like, no, they're okay. But yeah, that's the only thing that bugs me when they're like, oh, this character's gay now.
Right.
I know.
Didn't they make Jughead or somebody on Archie Comics gay?
I think so.
I have no clue.
I might be remembering something else different.
You sound like total redneck right there. Worse than me.
I just remember... I forget, somebody brought up Archie Comics once as a joke, and I was like, he's dead now. And they're like, what? And I was like, yeah, he gets shot in the comics. And they're like, no, he doesn't. And I'm like, they totally do. So, like, I had him look it up, and he gets shot.
Oh, really?
Somebody tries to assassinate, like, one of his friends that's, like, a gay... senator or something like that, and he steps in front of the bullet and Archie dies.
So see, I've never read the comics at all. The only thing I know about Archie is what little bit I saw in the Sunday comics as a kid growing up. So like, Archie has taken this turn from like a bunch of goofballs like playing around like freaking, you know, Peanuts, you know, like Charlie Brown or something like that, like innocent type stuff, to like full blown, like, you know, murder and sex and crap like that. I had no clue it had taken that kind of turn. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. I didn't really read the Archie comics. I came across that somewhere that he got shot. And so. When my friend brought up and I said, oh, he's dead now. He got shot. And then we actually like looked into it to see what had happened. And that's what had happened.
So who shot him? Was it Jughead? Was he pissed off or who was it?
Oh, well, now I got to look it up. Hold on.
No, you don't have to. Oh, that's crazy.
It's really not that important.
Yeah, really. It's not.
Archie's dead. They probably brought him back in a new 52 version of Archie. It'll be fun.
Yeah, maybe he'll show up in The Walking Dead.
Exactly.
Archie.
He was shot at Pop Tate's restaurant in Riverdale while protecting his friend, Kevin Keller, a newly elected senator and campaigner for gay rights and gun control, from an assassin's bullet. He is survived by his wife, Veronica, his wife, Betty, and his teenage self twice over, who lives in two separate comic universes.
That's perfect. Awesome. Yeah.
Who knows? He's survived by both wives.
So it sounds like Archie needs to put in a bid to be like maybe a Netflix series or something, you know? Because if
it's pretty
if it's
intense.
Got all that going on to it, yeah.
It'll be the next Luke Cage.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which,
what a perfect
segue. Have
you guys
watched that? Yeah. Have you guys started watching that yet?
I'm going to start it tonight at work.
I'm going to start it at work.
Yeah, I have made no secret that that's what I do at work, is just watching Netflix and YouTube.
So you're going to start it. Rose, what did you say? That you have watched some?
Yeah, I think I just finished episode 8 or 9.
Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting. I like it so far. I'm interested to see how the rest of the season goes. So far, it's definitely not my favorite of the Netflix shows, but it's still pretty good.
Right.
It's a little lukewarm for me.
Oh.
But I'm waiting to see. I'm waiting to see what happens for the rest of the season. Just because these Netflix series do tend to ramp up and get really exciting towards the end.
Right.
So
yeah.
Is Rosario Dawson in this one too?
Yes, that's a nurse lady, right?
Yeah. She's in like every Marvel Netflix series.
Yeah. Well, it all happens in like, they all cross over in Hell's Kitchen for whatever reason.
Like, their anchor for all of them.
Yeah.
So,
I just imagine her being a really big part of the Defenders. Like, she's the reason they all end up meeting together.
Right. Probably. Yeah. Now, I'm about halfway through the season. I don't recall which episode I'm on. And I like it. And I do want to talk about this more, but you know, I think we should wait because I know Desmond has seen all of it already. He's, you know, I guess he power watched it over last weekend or something like that. But
yeah,
so far I like it. One of the things that I was laughing about, and you know, we'll probably talk more about it next weekend, but our next time we record. But you know, some people are commenting on like the amount of black actors that are in it, and I'm just like, really? And I posted something on Facebook and I said, I don't know, I'm just going out on a limb and saying the reason why there's so many black characters is because it's in Harlem.
Yeah.
You know, and I said, but there's also some brown people and a couple of yellow people and one or two white people. It's very diversified, you know. And so
it's about as diverse as like any other show, except that this time there's more black people than there are white people.
Well, it's I mean,
like most other shows just have a ton of white people, but nobody notices.
Yeah, it's not 90210. I mean, it's, you know, it's in Harlem. So yeah, I just kind of thought it was kind of dumb for people to even comment on that, because it's just like, you know, where's the setting? You know, I mean, it'd be like saying, why is there so many French people in this movie? Because it's in Paris? I don't know. You know?
I don't know.
I mean, yeah. Why? I don't know. So,
yeah, most of the people who live in Harlem are black. Surprise!
Right. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. So, yeah, I do want to... So, those of y'all listening, if you guys have watched Luke Cage, or if you have not yet, get on the Netflix and start watching it and get caught up, because we're going to talk about this, I think, in maybe our next episode. Next week or week after?
Hopefully we're all done. Next week I won't be able to be on.
Oh yeah, Rose won't be here next week.
Okay, so maybe we'll do it in 2 weeks.
Amazing adventure.
So that'd give everybody plenty of time to watch Luke Cage. 2 weeks. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, we can definitely be done by then.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What else was there? There was something else I wanted to talk about, and I don't remember what it was.
Speaking of Netflix, the trailer for Lemony Snicket's Series of Unfortunate Events came out.
Oh, yeah.
And they have Patrick Warburton as Lemony Snicket.
Yep, and all he does in the trailer is tell you not to watch his show.
Yep, it's just beautiful and amazing.
It's funny to me to think that Patrick Warburton is playing a role that was once played by Jim Carrey. Like, that doesn't sound right. What did Jim Carrey have played him in the movie?
No, he's Jude Law played Lemony Snicket, so he's playing a part that Jude Law plays, while Neil Patrick Harris is playing the role that Jim Carrey played.
Oh, okay.
I love Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah, he's playing the villain. He's playing Count Olaf, which really? Is going to be great.
Very cool.
Yes. Yeah, and I
think he's a wonderful actor, honestly. I mean, and I think he's a great comedic actor. But
oh yeah,
yeah.
Like that's the thing. Like the original movie, I still liked, even though it wasn't as good as it could have been for because the book series. I don't know if y'all have read it or not, but the book series is really good, and it's. So it's a children's book series, but it's not really for children. It's very dark and very scary, but it's really good. Like, it teaches some really good lessons and, like, makes the villains who start off as these super ridiculous out there villains who are, like, super villains and ends up, like, showing you that they're actual people. Like, they're human beings who have just had stuff happen in their lives that make them, like, the way they are. So, it's really good, and so the movie kind of fell flat because they only got to do that first part with the, they kind of did the first three books, sort of. Mm-hmm. But I thought that Jim Carrey did amazing in that movie as Count Olaf, so I was sad when they said that they weren't bringing him back to do it in this one, but I think Neil Patrick Harris will still be amazing, so I'm oh, excited yeah. about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'll be great.
You know, and he's gay, too. There you go.
Even more gay.
Yeah. A couple of my favorite actors are gay. Jim Parsons and Neil Patrick Harris. I guess I'm going to go to hell, but I'll go to hell entertained.
I'll go to hell entertained. Nice. Right. Oh, man.
Do we have anything else to talk about?
Gears of War 4, you'd already talked about that a little bit, so no, I don't guess so.
I can go work on my giant Skirt of Doom that I'm trying to make for next weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I'm making Anna from Frozen, and it's ridiculous.
Oh, God. Really? I'm going to get ready for work. That's pretty much all I have to do left today. But I'm going to watch Luke Cage, so it's okay.
Yeah.
I can probably watch at least 4 or 5 episodes at work.
Very cool. Yeah. So. 2 weeks. So 2 weeks we'll talk about Luke Cage. And
yes.
Chris will be caught up on it. Both Rose and I should be done. And hopefully Desmond will remember everything since he watched it already.
And, yeah, we should all be done by then.
Yeah. All right, man. Yeah. This was a really short episode.
That's okay.
Yeah, there's no problem.
There's not much going on right now in the world, I guess. So, yeah,
so if you guys got any gaming tips on Destiny, man, hit us up because you know, I struggle with that game, man. I don't know everything I'm supposed to be doing. I just like picking up the controllers and shooting shit. You know, so whenever I gotta like do all this kind of like research and work and read stuff, I just want to pick up sticks and shoot shit. So, you know, anybody got any tips right. on what I'm supposed to be doing in the new Rise of Iron? That'd be great.
Also, because I don't want to forget this, we should give a shout out to the Nerd Podcast Mafia. And I'm going to list them all because I actually looked it up so I could say them all right.
Oh, so yeah.
Desmond isn't here. In memory of Desmond. Here are the Nerd Podcast.
Not in memory. He didn't.
He's not dead.
He's not dead. So Wizard Podcast, Fans on Patrol, Cult 45, Dork of All Trades, Convo Comics Cast, Open All Powers, The Back Issue, Geek Yogurt, and Superhero Speak.
And Nerdtastic.
If there are more than that, then Desmond hasn't updated the particular list that I looked up.
That's right. Mic drop.
Mic drop.
The last episode, I mean, it was in the description of the last episode we released, so it should be pretty up to date. But thank you for listening. Be sure to check us out on Twitter, Facebook, and at Nerdtastic4. Is it just Nerdtastic4.com?
Yes.
Is it Nerdtastic4podcast.com?
No, it's Nerdtastic4.com.
Okay, nerdtastic4.com.
And the 4 we'll, as the number.
The yes, number 4. The number, yes, the numerical 4.
The numerical 4.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. And donate Quattro. To me on Extra Life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do it.
Give it's her
for
money.
For a good cause.
Yes. She'll hunt you down in like some scary Japanime cosplay.
That's
probably.
Right. Yeah. Japanime.
She knows how to do that now because she stalks boyfriends on a Korean dating app.
It's not stalking.
It's 100% stalking.
I don't know
stalking.
Where he gets these
we'll
ideas.
We'll see you next time.
I don't know.
Peace.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Bye.